part of the galaxy will pass through it. Scientifically speaking, this could spell the end to civilization as we know it. Or, on the other hand, we may certainly have a conclusive answer soon to the question of infinity. Stay tuned and thanks.
At this time, we proudly take you right through to senior commentator W.C. Bingle, currently riding the thrilling Jungle Bug Ride at Panoramaland 2000.
An astounding report from Dr. Sweetheart, which appeared to transfix nearly a million Panoramaland guests, residents, and entertainers.
Hey, Walter, baby.
Yeah, Jim, is this Jim Dundee over the Great Wall of China?
I bet you, you bet your life, baby. And everybody here is waiting for the $1 million jackpot number to come up, man. And you know, there's a lot of sincere confusion about just what the doctor said.
Do they appear to be concerned about the certain astronomical crisis?
Oh, they say too much too soon.
Thank you, Jack.
Yes.
You know, as I look down over St. Peter's Square, teeming with a capacity audience, the ever-changing wonderland of vistas, still blinking and flashing back into action.
Far
to my
baby.
Right is the beautifully recreated Taj Mahal, just fading back in. Mm. Well, I'm impressed most of all with the serene mood, the lack of comprehension.
I can dig it, man. Right on. Oh, I know what you're saying, Bingo.
Here's news in the making, Joe. Reporter Arnie Zonker, stationed over an Eiffel Tower parking, says...
Say it.
He's been talking with a Zeppelin transport officer who swears the missing Pegasus pilot returned with alien monsters.
Oh, God!
And that half the country is already in their hands.
Oh.
Your claws.
Oh, great. Sound like the end of the world all over again, man. 6 to 5 of the working people I talked to want to know who's going to take the responsibility, Bingo.
Do you remember anything like it, Jack?
'69.
Sorry to interrupt, but we're going out to Chiquita Bandana in Monument Valley.
Out there, where the wind is heavy.
And what will happen to the universe as we know it? Find out by tuning in to How Time Flies, a sci-fi comedy album written by David Osman, starring the Fire Sign Theater and co-starring Lou Irwin, Earth News Radio.
KEXO.
Did Starseed come to Timothy Leary?
Well, Timothy Leary was taken to a solitary confinement cell. He stays there for 4 months with no outside distraction. So what he does is he retracts into his consciousness.
All right. What happened? Wham! He's in solitary confinement.
And he sees the light because his mind is functioning at the speed of light because there are no interferences. So he sees the light approaching his own consciousness.
How does the comet come into the picture?
The comet comes into the picture because it is the pure light. First of all, it is an object that has never appeared here before.